time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Derrick Henry met with the media following the Ravens' big win over Buffalo on Sunday night.
That's nice, especially the first play of the game. You break it 87 yards. How are you feeling after that play?
Yeah, I felt pretty good about that play all week. Justin and everybody in the room was talking about how that play has always been successful since, you know, they've been here. It's always been an explosive, so I was anticipating it, but I'm glad that, you know, they did a great job. We got O-line, receivers did a great job, tight end blocking, and you know, I just had to make one cut and get to the end zone.
Lamar said he kind of knew pre-snap based on what he's seen.
I can see, I can see. I kind of saw it too, but I was just like, I'm just going to, you know, see it and, you know, first hole is open, hit it, and get north and south. So
back-to-back 150 yards plus, how does it feel?
I'm just blessed. I mean, credit goes to everybody in front of me blocking. The O-line, man, they've been incredible these last 2 weeks, you know, in practice. You know, coach challenges us to come out, practice hard, work hard, and they'll pay off in the game and then transition to the game, and it has. So hats off to those guys. And, I mean, everybody blocking, man. Everybody's just been unselfish for me to have success, and, you know, I want to do the same for those guys.
Derrick, how much do you feel like you're getting kind of used to this offense, in the groove of this offense, kind of gaining chemistry with this line? I mean, how much of that do you feel?
I mean, if they don't show I'm used to it, I'm comfortable, then I don't know what else to say. But, man, it's been fun. You know, we didn't start the way we wanted to, but, you know, like I told those guys, this is why I came here, because of culture. You know, our backs are against the wall on two. We just kept believing, we kept fighting, and now we're back where we want to be, and let's just keep building on this momentum on all three phases.
We've heard you and seen you working with the offensive line and talking to them and, mm-hmm. and really communicating things about your game. What are you kind of seeing from them that has really helped you bust out the way you have?
Yeah, I just think, you know, they took a lot of heat, you know, in the middle of the season. You know, they didn't complain, just went back to work and kept improving. And I told them, I go as they go. I know we all tied in together. So but they getting criticized, and I'm with them. So, I'm just proud of them. And, you know, they've been playing their butts off, and, you know, just keep it going.
What do you guys have back to that?
This team's identity is, there was a lot of talk about it obviously early on. Mm-hmm. What do you think it is at this point?
I think it's just being resilient. No matter what happens, trust and believe in one another. Trust and believe in the man next to you that, you know, somebody's going to make a play, and we're going to make a play collectively on all three phases, and just keep working and keep letting the work show.
Derrick, you answered a lot of questions when you got here about longevity of running backs and stuff like that. What does it mean to be able to show that speed that you had tonight on that long run?
Yeah, I don't really try to focus on the stigma on running backs. I trust and believe in my trainer and the player I am, and just try to go out and execute and help this team in any way possible. And thank God I was able to, you know, score on that first play. Like I said, everybody did a great job. It was a great call.
Derrick, what do you think it says about this team? I mean, everyone's talking about the Bills being the hottest team in the league, Josh mm-hmm. Allen MVP, and you guys beat 35-10.
Yeah, I don't think we try to focus on the he say, she say. I think we focus on being 1-0 each week. The Bills are a great team. They've been hitting on all cylinders. We played a great game against them tonight. We're the better team tonight, but I'm sure they'll, you know, fix things in the next coming up weeks. But we're just focused on being 1-0 each week, playing Ravens football, and making each other better as the week goes on.
Derrick, I know this is not your first home game here at M&T Bank, but, I mean, the primetime setting, the blackout, you know, this team is very successful in primetime games. What was that like, and did it make an impression on you?
I was talking to a lot of people on the team. When I came here in 2019 for the playoffs, I was like, this atmosphere was unreal. And, you know, I was looking forward to seeing that same atmosphere today, and it definitely didn't disappoint.
Derrick, you guys went fumble, three and out. After Kyle Van Noy's strip sack, what did that do for your offense? Spark, rejuvenating for you guys, what did that mean?
Yeah, I think you just playing complimentary football. The defense knew that, you know, that we needed to play. You know, we were, you know, stalling a little bit. And complimentary football, when you compliment each other, you know, things go where you wanted to. And hats off to the defense. Hats off to Kyle, who's a big vet in this league and had a great game. But those guys are relentless. They played their butts off today. They're going to play off for us as a team.
Derrick, offensively, is it starting to look the way that you thought it would when you came to Baltimore?
Yeah, I mean, we got some momentum going. It's still, you know, things that we can get better at, that we're going to focus on and get better at. But it's a long season. You know, we got off to a great start last week, then didn't finish where we wanted to. And then this game tonight, we got the momentum going and, you know, we were able to finish the game. But, you know, we're still progressing, still working, and, you know, still looking to get better.
Derek,
obviously,
what
defense.
What do you say about Pat Ricard and what he's been doing? Out there, you know,
getting
the touchdown today, covering the
fumble. Yeah, I know. I might not sleep tonight, but I might get a little sleep knowing that Pat, you know, got a touchdown. But I always tell Pat, I appreciate his unselfishness, you know, to go in there and block unwillingly, to bang his head. He had a cut on his nose, still, you know, practicing hard each and every day. And in the game, it's not easy. It's not an easy position for somebody to go in there and just bang their head, blocking guys running full speed at him. But, you know, Pat's been doing it for a long time. He's a Pro Bowl player, and I'm glad I'm able to be his teammate. And, you know, he's the one blocking for me now. So it's been fun.
All right, thank you, Derek.
Thanks, Derek. Thanks, Derek.